In Florida, investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board, Amtrak, and local authorities are sifting through the wreckage of an Amtrak auto train, which had left the Orlando area bound for Northern Virginia. The train derailed yesterday afternoon, just an hour into its trip, as it sped past the town of Crescent City, about 50 miles north of Orlando. 4 people are dead and dozens more injured. NPR's Philip Davis is in Crescent City. Any idea what caused the derailment?
Well, it's still very sketchy right now. A quick response team from the National Transportation Safety Board arrived early this morning, and they've just finished a preliminary walkthrough of the scene, and they didn't even share their early impressions with the press, however. But earlier in the night, a spokesman for the Florida Highway Patrol, which was one of the first agencies on the scene, said that at about 5 p.m., the engineer on the auto train activated the emergency brake mechanism on the train. Now, why the engineer did this is unclear. A spokeswoman for CSX, which maintains the tracks, said they had been inspected earlier that day and that no problems had been found. But for whatever reason, the train slammed to a halt. 14 cars went careening off the tracks. I counted at least 7 that were flipped over on their side, and just as many more crushed up against each other like old cars in a junkyard. But the 2 lead engine cars remained upright and on the tracks.
What did the passengers say?
Well, the train was packed. There were 473 people aboard, mostly senior citizens who were coming back from a winter in Florida, and 28 crew members. Some were literally thrown out of the train. One official said 3 of the deceased were found outside of the train. And passengers described a wild scene. They suddenly heard the sounds of squealing brakes and felt the train jerking to a halt, and then people literally started bouncing off the walls as the cars came off the tracks. When rescuers arrived, they said at least 75 people were trapped inside and needed assistance to get out. But at this point, everyone is out of the train.
It's an interesting train. It's like a ferry. You park your car on a rail car, and then you go inside to an actual rail car and take a nice trip to Disney World.
Yeah, it's one of Amtrak's most popular routes. Like 200,000 people take it every year. It's been 20 years that they've been running this, and they've never had a fatal accident. So everyone's scratching their heads as to what could have happened. The train usually never goes much above 60 miles an hour. That stretch of track was rated for 70, 80 miles an hour. And people are just starting to investigate what could have happened.
Where were the injured taken for treatment?
Well, most of the injured were taken to a nearby high school in Crescent City, where they were looked at originally by the Red Cross and local volunteers, and then they were put up in local hotels. The most critically injured, there's about 24 of those, were airlifted to local hospitals where they were treated, some as far away as Orlando.
What are the other passengers doing?
Well, they're being put up at local hotels. Some of them may continue their trip today. Others may take a while. I think some of them are going to be questioned by Amtrak authorities as to what actually happened.
NPR's Philip Davis in Crescent City, Florida.